Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and Dr. Bob Leonard recently spoke with Dan Finley with the Knoxville Booster Club.
Well, welcome, Dan.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to talk about the Booster Club and hopefully get some more participation with our memberships.
Well, the Booster Club helps the kids with a lot of things, don't they?
Yeah, several activities. A lot of people think of boosters, they think straight athletics, and that's not what Knoxville Booster Club is about. Last year, we were fortunate enough to give away over $26,000, and money went to athletic groups. It went to a Knoxville after prom party. It helped with the cheerleaders, band competitions, just several. I think we also paid for the track and field day shirts for, helped pay for the track and field day shirts for the North Elementary track and field day.
And so you want to continue that effort, maybe grow it a little bit?
We do. We want to make it grow. Last year we only had about 60 members, anywhere from a single membership all the way up to our Panther Club. So we have a goal this year of shooting for 200 memberships, anywhere from, it's $10 to join the Booster Club. We don't ask anyone to work. All we're looking for is your donation and to be a, feel a part of the community of Knoxville and the kids.
Well, that's easy. I mean, it's pretty easy to write a $10 check for to help the kids out.
Yeah, it's very easy. And the best part is all of that money goes back to the kids. There's no administrative costs or anything like that. You can go sign up for the Booster Club at our webpage. We also have a Facebook page. The webpage is located, there's a link from the Knoxville High School Community School District page. On our Facebook page, there's also a link to the form, and all you need to do is print that off and send it in with your donation.
Now, you said you don't ask people to work, but some people like to work and like to help out, be part of things. Are there opportunities for that?
There are opportunities, and most of the people that want to work, their children are involved with one of the programs that comes to us for money. A lot of the bigger donations we hand out, but there's also groups like the Knoxville FFA that come and they will work in the concession stand. A lot of times it's kids and parents, so that's one way that if someone wanted to work, they could come with their kid to help support their child's group.
Okay, so the FFA will make some money off of that effort too?
Exactly. We get the money from the concessions goes into the Booster Club, and then that money, each time they work the Booster Club, I think they get a certain percentage. Our volunteer accountant takes care of all that. I think they get, it's usually they'll make around at a football game, $300 to $400 for their group for one night of working in the football field.
Well, now, does the group like to balance its efforts across a lot of different things? You mentioned before the support for the arts, the support for athletics. It's like you're looking at the whole kid, everything all the kids do.
Exactly, yeah, and we do balance that out. And the way people get their donations is they will get a hold of the Booster Club. Our board president is Pat Ryan, and they just need to get a hold of Pat. And then they come to our meeting, show us paperwork for what they want to get. For an example, we bought new uniforms for the cheerleaders because they are not supported through the school system, per se. There's no uniform budget through the school system for our cheerleaders. So we wanted the cheerleaders to look nice. They came to us, asked for some money, showed us what things cost, and then we make a vote and let them know if we have the money available, we'll help support that cause.
Okay, and so you're looking for more members so you can support more efforts like the cheerleaders coming forward.
Exactly, exactly. Last year we had to turn away a few people because we didn't have enough money to go around. But this year, if we can get 200 people to donate $20, that's a good chunk of money that we have available to hand out to groups in Knoxville.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest Dan Finley with the Knoxville Booster Club for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.